coral reefs in Hawaii may not be suffering as much bleaching as predicted at the beginning of the summer. After several months of record-breaking heat, many marine scientists warn that Hawaii's reefs were at risk for a serious bleaching event. But cooler water temperatures may have returned to the islands just in time to prevent extreme damage. We go now to Coconut Island in Kaneohe, where researchers are studying the science of coral bleaching. Walk through the grounds of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology on Coconut Island, and you'll see a lot of tanks. They're holding samples of marine life being studied by scientists. Right now, many contain transplanted coral fragments, part of an exploration of coral bleaching.
Every bleaching event has been different.
Hu'ule Rogers leads the Coral Reef Ecology Lab. She says Hawaii has seen two major bleaching events in the last two decades, one in 1996 and another in 2014. Scientists feared another one this year, but so far it hasn't turned out that way.
We didn't get really consistent high heat, so we did get some bleaching, which you can just see walking around here, but not as much as we had thought might occur.
But that doesn't mean Hawaii's reefs have nothing to worry about.
The oceanographers are predicting that this temperature is going to continue throughout the year and into next year. So possibly next summer might be a worse year. It used to be 25 to 30 years between bleaching events. Recently, it's gone down to every 6 years Hawaii will have a bleaching event. And it may be even less than that as time is going on.
Corals can recover from bleaching, but only if they have enough time in between stress events. That's where these tanks come in. Rogers and her team are using these controlled spaces to experiment with different water conditions. Altering variables like temperature and nutrient levels, they can test how different coral species respond to environmental stress.
I can show you that right here. So the ones that are just nutrient, without any heat, they're looking pretty good. Now let me show you here. See, these are all dead. Heated. They're totally dead. That's
A
sponge. They're all dead. But you see these? The mushroom coral? They're not dead.
Already, the findings are striking. Coral growing in Kaneohe Bay today is more resilient to high water temperatures than colonies from the 1970s, all through natural adaptation. But Rogers says that adaptation may still not be enough.
It's happening too fast. The temperatures are increasing faster than these corals can adapt.
The goal of this research is to better identify what environmental factors stress corals and then drive public policy accordingly. But Ku'ule Rogers cautions that none of those changes can be a substitute for reducing the atmospheric carbon emissions driving temperatures higher each year. From Coconut Island, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.